This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So right now, enjoying Shilo at the beginning of the show with you, we are broadcasting live from Emma's Grave as there is the launch of the inaugural Scholarship of Engagement Conference, which is hosted by MUT. So I think I don't have any perfect guest than the person that I have right in front of me right now. We do have the Vice Chancellor and Principal of MUT, Professor Nokuthula Sibiya. I'm just going to quickly welcome her on the show. Prof, welcome on the show.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure. Oh, it's noon.
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Yes, it's funny because you've been sitting so long inside. Even Professor Joseph Francis mistaken the afternoon for morning.
Yes.
So, Prof, let's just get straight into it. So, it is the launch of the inaugural Scholarship of Engagement Conference. What does this mean for MUT?
You'd recall at my opening address, I did indicate that the SAHESEF was launched at MUT, so there's history in 2009. And other universities have had the opportunity of hosting this conference. Oh. So this is the first time that MUT is hosting the Scholarship of Engagement Conference, hence we are calling it inaugural a conference. So for me, it's quite exciting.
Wow. So if we can say, I think it's safe to say this, that MUT, historically, it is one of the disadvantaged universities, or it was, if I can put it like that.
Sure.
But now with this such conference, maybe how does this shape or maybe support the transformation of MUT?
We are in the process of developing an institutional transformation plan. Yes. And, you know, when you talk transformation, people often think that we look at color, the race, gender equity, and so forth. But we also look at curriculum transformation. We look at how we engage with the community. As you've rightly indicated, MUT is one of the 8 historically disadvantaged institutions. In fact, it's still categorized as an HDI. And it's the only university that is located in the township. And we have an anchor strategy, which puts emphasis on MUT being anchored in the Umlazi township or in the Umlazi township, so as to serve the community of Umlazi. So it's quite exciting that we are hosting this a conference, because it's going to assist us to reflect and see how much are we doing to ensure that we are anchored with the community of Umlazi. We are serving the community of Umlazi. So for me, it's quite exciting that we have this conference. As we've noted, there are committee members that we have invited to be part of this conference. So it's not only us.
That is amazing. Now, Prof, before I let you go, now the theme for this conference is called Bridging the Knowledge Gap for Maximum Societal Impact. Maybe what specific gaps do you think MUT is positioned best to address?
Yeah. You know, I always say for promotion purposes, the focus is always on research.
Yes.
And somehow teaching and learning. But community engagement is not taken seriously.
Mm.
So we recently held our RIE awards. And the people that we acknowledge for the good work that they are doing in driving or in implementing exciting community engagement projects. So this conference is giving us an opportunity, as I've indicated, to reflect and think, how are we doing in terms of giving back to the community? So I'm excited because I've looked at the number of people who are presenting. The majority of people who are presenting are from Mangosuthu. They're here to showcase the projects that they are doing to drive scholarship of engagement.
Wow. Now, Prof, one last question. Maybe what are you hoping that people take out from this conference?
What I want people to take out is bridging the knowledge gap in advancing scholarship of engagement. Let's identify those gaps and bridge them, so that we're able to integrate community engagement, teaching and learning, and research.
Prof, thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, so
this is an MUT Radio podcast.